The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The voice of the people. News Talk 710. He doesn't care. He doesn't have to, because there's no one else like him. It's Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
And good morning, everyone. Those opens. It's 8 a.m., and it looks like the snow let up. 710 KNUS, we're Denver's talk station. Good to have you all here. The Weather Center weather, light snow, cold 25, 43 tomorrow, 53 Thursday, the weekend 60, man. It's good stuff. I have a couple days off, and tomorrow we're gigging with Stefan and I. Stefan Tubbs will have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning shows, and it's either Randy or Jimmy on Monday and then the other guy on Tuesday, and then I'll be back. In the meantime, we're talking about a number of different things, and we've never had this young woman on the radio show before. Please welcome Casey, and is it Divier? Is that how you pronounce it, Casey?
Yes, that is.
Yeah, I always say close enough for government work, right? a little bit about yourself before we talk, so people know who you are and your work.
Yeah, so my name is Casey Vandeveer, and I'm a reporter here in the Denver area. A lot of my work runs with Westword and also with 303 Magazine.
Well, and tell me where you grew up and where you went to school, so people get a further take.
Yeah, so I grew up in Parker, Colorado, and then I went to school for journalism at the University of Colorado in Boulder.
Okay. Are J schools still around, or are they? I've read that journalism schools are kind of going by the roadside. Is that true?
It is a little. I know the journalism school at CU Boulder had just undergone like a huge undertaking, and so they made it more of a communications.
That's what I thought.
It was broadly covering technology and advertisement and all those things.
Yeah, that's what I've heard about what's happening to journalism schools. All right, let us begin at the beginning. You know what's going on and everything about lawsuits now and people that are going to go after people. But just pick up your piece. Tell the audience, title the piece, and then just what you discovered.
So the piece was in Westword, and it was about Eric Coomer from hiding. Eric Coomer files a lawsuit. So Eric Coomer, many have heard of Dominion Voting Systems, which is the voting machine company that has gotten a ton of attention this past election cycle. Starting right on election day, there were rumors and speculations floating around online. And a lot of that started when in a county in Michigan, there was some confusion over whether the Dominion machines had flipped votes. It turned out that the software wasn't updated correctly, so that's why it had looked like the machines had flipped votes that were cast for Trump to Biden. But in the end, you know, Michigan claimed that was a software update issue, not a software issue. But before they even got to claim that, these rumors already started going around. And before you know it, everyone's talking about this company, Dominion. And it's a nationwide company. They have voting machines in, I think it's like 28 states or 30 states. And they're based here in Denver. So right away, we at Westword were kind of looking into them early November, trying to figure out where these rumors were going, like what was propelling them. And so I did a few different stories just throughout the month of November looking into that company and kind of exploring the different rumors. They were getting more and more far-fetched by the day. You had people claiming that Dominion rigged the recall election for Hugo Chavez in 2004. It was all this stuff that got way bigger than just the vote flipping even. And so eventually, the director of product strategy and security, his name is Eric Coomer, his name started circulating online because there was a media personality here in Colorado Springs who had said, he said that he infiltrated an Antifa's secret call in September. And he heard a guy say, "I'm Eric, the Dominion guy," or people were calling him Eric, the Dominion guy. And he said he rigged the election for Joseph Biden, allegedly. This personality never actually had a recording of this call, so that's never been proven. In fact, it's been disputed by many. But the claims still circulated, and this man said that the man he heard on the call was Eric Coomer. So people started saying, oh, Eric Coomer, he's the director of product strategy for Dominion, and he's the one who rigged the election. And so there were all these nasty threats against him, saying he should be killed or hung or punished for treason and all this stuff, you know, and people were finding the contact information of his family members and putting it out there online and trying to put his information out there as well. So eventually he went into hiding. And so this was about December timeframe. So for a while, he wasn't even talking to anyone. He was in hiding, so he wasn't really having his voice out there in the media. But eventually he came out. He wrote something in the Denver Post. It was like a guest column. And he talked about what it was like to be in hiding. And then, you know, more and more he's being seen. He was talking to different outlets. And then eventually he talked to us. And so when I spoke to him, he was still in hiding. This is January 7th that I caught up with him. And he was in hiding. And we just kind of talked about what it really means to be in hiding. Like, what does his day-to-day look like? Who's he allowed to be in contact with? How much does he leave the house? And also, how much were the threats still persisting at that time?
Let me reset and tell folks who you are. Excellent work, by the way. Billy and I are talking. Her name is Casey Van Diver. It's D-I-V-I-E-R. And DeVeter, I'm sorry. And she met Eric. Did you meet him face-to-face, or did you speak with him on the phone?
I spoke with him over the phone.
He's in hiding. Mm-hmm. And he, I mean, people literally wiped their feet on his name. Mm-hmm. And now he has filed his first lawsuit as well, has he not?
He did, yes. So on December 22nd, before Dominion filed any lawsuits, and Dominion at this point, I believe they filed two lawsuits themselves, one against Sidney Powell and one against Rudy Giuliani yesterday. But yeah, Eric filed his own lawsuit before all that. In his lawsuit, it has many defendants. He sues the Donald Trump campaign. He sues Sidney Powell. He sues Rudy Giuliani. He sues different media personalities that have perpetuated the claims that he rigged the election and was on this alleged Antifa call. So it really covers a lot of different people.
Yeah, I got to read what's available, and he names names of people. Mm-hmm. Now, do you sense, we tried to get his lawyers to talk, and I don't blame them for not talking. Why would they give anything up before a court appearance? But I got a feeling that they're going, I'll say, after everybody. Do you get that same sense?
I do, yes. And I think it's because everybody in their eyes has really contributed to this problem, and they want to make sure that those people are held accountable.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about this at great length. You're in the business, and I'm sure you took plenty of slander and libel classes with, you know, attorneys teaching them or professors. And I know a little bit about it, having been sued three times. But you know this, Casey. You can't go grab somebody like Eric out of the private sector and put him in a spotlight and accuse him and not think that something isn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when I spoke with Eric, that was one of his main points, was that, you know, he's not a public figure.
He's
a private citizen. And so he said, you know, one of his goals with the lawsuit, obviously he wanted to feel like reparations had been made, but also he said, you know, I'm a private citizen and I don't want other private citizens in 2024 who are working for whatever other company people have an issue with or whatever, doesn't want other people dragged through the mud in the same way.
It's these are lessons learned by people that have been through this and they're conditioned and they understand the business. Patty Calhoun would tell stories. Dean Singleton tells stories. I got a few. that people come after you, but they don't understand what they're doing. I think in this case, he more than understands what he's going to do or who is. His lawyers won't even return our request to come on the show. And I get that. I mean, we're trying to get him on the air, and I get that he won't come on the air. But his life has been threatened.
Mm-hmm.
Did he talk to you about his life being threatened?
He did. So we talked at great length about the threats and how it felt, you know, seeing those first rumors and threats on day one and kind of moving on up through the next month, just how that felt. And he was saying, you know, especially every time a conservative outlet or far right outlet, you might say, runs one of these conspiracy stories that mentions his name, it's just hours of one comment after another of people saying Eric Coomer needs to be hung, stuff like that. And then he said even perhaps even scarier is his personal phone number was out there.
Yep.
And he said even, you know, January 7th or when it was, he was getting five random phone calls a day from people just wanting to argue and wanting to threaten him and leaving angry voicemails and just crazy stuff. So I know that it was just something he never thought he would deal with going into this business and not being a politician.
No.
He's just a private citizen, as we've talked about. And I do think he was worried as well because he said, I have no idea when this is going to let up. He, you know, his estimates were that it could go on for years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is not going to go away because, well, it's almost become a form of religion now. Mm-hmm. Yet I think systematically, incrementally, at least people with room temperature are making decisions that they were marked, that they got had. But it isn't going to stop the lawsuits. And I don't know how much you paid attention to the Sidney Powell suit, but down the Giuliani suit. And it's 107 pages long, filed in D.C. District Court. I was able to read what I was able to read of it. But they're saying, and you know, all these other big media outlets are running backwards right now, and they're scrubbing stuff off their websites, and there's a piece that we've been running off and on, and it's Kyle Clark. I'm not a fan of Kyle Clark's, but he's interviewing the mayor, and you want to hear somebody squirm or try and get themselves out of a lawsuit. But that, even though you're scrubbing stuff and you know burning documents, these guys have all the stroke. So who do you think Eric wants to sue first? Do you get a sense on who they're going after first?
Well, I definitely think that in terms of maybe folks who are seen as highly accountable as compared to others, I know that, like I said, that Castle Pines, Colorado Springs media personality, he's named in the lawsuit, and that is someone who is seen by Eric and the others as having started it all. He's the one who claimed it was Eric Coomer on the call. He's the one who claimed he heard Eric Coomer on the call at all. And he went, you know, he continued to go to many of the media outlets that Eric is also suing and perpetuate the claims. So I know that's kind of one of the bigger targets, so to speak.
Well, I know this much. And it's called hearsay. And you say it to me, and I repeat it on the air like it's gospel truth. I'm also now in the bullseye.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll do follow-ups on this? I'm sure you will.
Yeah, definitely. Now that especially Dominion has its two lawsuits and Eric has his lawsuit, I talked a little to Eric's lawyer, and he said that things in the legal world move like very slowly, especially during COVID.
Yep.
So I don't know when a follow-up will be available, but I know we're keeping an eye on it.
Well, with some exceptions, my best guess is that Fox News and some of these like Newsmax, they're going to settle.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want the attention. And there's a lot of brave face stuff. But believe me when I tell you, like I said, big deal. I've been through it. They'll settle. And they don't want to have to disclose what they were doing and how they said what they said, but they'll find a way out of this. And I can let you hear, if you want to hear, the Parker mayor. You want to hear somebody squirm? It's kind of interesting. I'm not a fan of Kyle Clark's. But let me, Billy, do you think we could run? I'm going to put you mind in case you want to hear this, or would you rather go back to work? It's up to you.
No, of course, yeah.
Okay, right. Let me put you on hold. And you want to hear, like I say, I'm not a Kyle Clark fan, but, you know, a broken watch is right twice a day. I was home, and I turned on the 9 News, and they did a great job. Listen to this guy squirm. He's trying to get out of a lawsuit. He's trying to save his political career. This is what happens when you start, well, you're selling wolf tickets. You're buying and selling wolf tickets, and now you're jammed up. Want to see somebody sweat rocks? Listen to this.
QAnon conspiracy theorists were front and center during the storming of the U.S. Capitol. And the mayor of Parker told me today that he made a mistake recently in sharing QAnon propaganda online. Mayor Jeff Toborg told me he was also mistaken when he recently joined an online group threatening public health workers by publishing their home addresses on the internet. I spoke with Mayor Toborg today about his connection to a number of fringe groups.
Let me just go on record, Kyle, as saying I denounce any violence of this type. You know, people cannot be made to feel unsafe or be made unsafe in their own home simply for the job they do.
So this is not the first time that you have aligned yourself with an effort to threaten Coloradans for doing their jobs. You're on the board of directors of a political group called FEC United, and you were present at a rally in October where the founder of FEC United, Joe Altman, spoke just minutes before you. You then spoke calling him Parker's favorite son. One of the things he said when he spoke was to threaten journalists who report on the political group that you sit on the board of. Altman said, "We're coming for you," talking about journalists. He said, "If you're part of the media and you write something bad about us, better take your byline off of it."
Right. So let me clarify some facts on that. I left FEC in August, September timeframe to run for mayor. I supported FEC in its original intent to help encourage churches, schools, and commerce to be reopened. By the time I was there, I was a mayoral candidate. I was no longer a part of that board.
You were present at the event. You spoke following the founder after he threatened journalists, and you complimented him. And my question is, why do you continue to associate yourself with extremist groups that threaten Coloradans for doing their jobs?
I recall saying that he's a favorite son of Parker because of his business here. But Kyle, I have no affiliations with extremist groups.
So FEC is also building a sort of militia, the United American Defense Force, with the goal to, quote, defend and protect what is ours. As mayor of Parker, would you invite your former group's militia to operate within your town?
No, absolutely not. And I, you know, the Defense Force was a separate part of FEC.
So I'm trying to get this straight. So you're saying that even though you were on the board of directors of this political group that created a militia, you're not responsible for creating a militia?
Kyle, the piece that I was in had no part of the militia. We were FEC, which stood for Faith, Education, and Commerce. I had no part in the militia.
From the post that you put up about QAnon that you said you were not really aware of, you've also promoted the baseless conspiracy theories that the election was rigged and questioned the safety of the COVID vaccine, signed on to that group to dox public health workers, which you said you didn't know about, and then you were a board member and spoke at this rally where journalists were threatened by this group that also has a militia arm. Do you believe that your own actions qualify you as an extremist?
No, absolutely not.
Are you extremist curious?
No.
All right. Give you a final comment. Casey, he was squirming. And he's trying, I think he's, my best of my knowledge, he's trying to avoid a lawsuit too, or even the end of a political career. The chickens are coming home to roost, are they not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that this is maybe just a larger scale of the smaller things that have been perpetuating the problem. You know, you have people who do no research and maybe just retweet something that Trump had tweeted or one of the Trumps tweeted or who knows. And they think Trump tweeted it. That is my research. It must be true.
Absolutely.
Don't know why they thought that. But so I think, and then they backtrack when they realize, you know, for example, when you have claims about Eric Coomer that turn out to be completely false. He denies them. There's no evidence for them. People start to backtrack, especially when they see people getting sued.
I rest my case. You're terrific. We'll have you back. Say hi to Patty and Mike Roberts, and you hit a home run, young woman. So we'll welcome you back on the show. Her last name is V-A-N and then capital D-I-V-I-E-R. And she did this piece on the 8th of January. You can look in the morgue at Westward. It was well done, well put together. Thanks, Case. Have a great day, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
You too. She was great. 303-696-1971. When the truth is found to be lies, and I like what she said. So Donald Trump said it, so it was true. Now the impeachment process begins. The lawsuits are dropping. Read what they're saying. They're coming all the way. All right, 303-696-1971. I think we got one phone line, so we got one final line open. I'm not going to go back and rehash all the stupidity. You want to talk about the lawsuits and responsibility and the impeachment? I'm your guy. Dr. Julie McCallum, Cenogenics for years. I saw her yesterday. She's the best. She's my friend. As the piece in Westward says this morning, I'm an old man, and I feel better than ever. She changed my life. She can do the same for you. Winter is here. Ski. I'm going to get a vacation, and I'm looking forward to this, man. It means prime time to get outside and enjoy all the Colorado has to offer. Give Cenogenics a call today. You could have more energy, strength, and better health. I met a guy yesterday. I was at Cenogenics. It was a listener, and he was there, and he was, you know, straightening his life out, man. Call Cenogenics today. More energy, better health. As little as 4 weeks, they create a program just for you, help you focus stronger, feel and control your life again. Call today. Begin your journey back to health with the team at Denver Cenogenics. Dr. Julie changed my life, my daughter's life. She and her partners can do the same. Enjoy your life again. Jackie answers the phone. Call 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. Jackie talks to her, and I'm telling everybody right now, the line is drawn. We're not going to talk about any of this stuff that you talked about and dominated the show. It's done. If you want to call up and talk about how the election got stolen, take that to snake handlers. I'm being clear as a bell. We don't handle snakes in this church. There are churches that handle snakes. Call them. I'm not a snake handler, and I'm not going to tolerate one of those calls on the air. I'm done with it. She and her partners, Dr. McCallum, 722, Peter, do the ad, 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. The website, denver.cenogenics.com.
This is the Peter Boyles Show.
Morning, everybody. 26 after the hour. 8:26, looking at the official weather window. Maybe snow's bouncing again. So Stephen Tubbs here tomorrow morning, Thursday and Friday. And I think Randy's got Monday and Jimmy, and then I'll come back on the show. If you're a Denver radio, longtime radio go, you know Rick Crandall, who has been a dear friend for years. I got a nice note from him. He's on a radio show with us Wednesday when I get back. And Ricky will spend a couple hours. And KEZW, they made it. It's really like they flipped it. That's what it's called into business. And they made it a gambling station. It's like, and it's going to be interesting how they do that. But it's going, because now we have legalized gambling, legalized sports betting. And so now it's going to be all gambling all the time. We'll see. 710 KNUS Denver's Talk Station. William, you're on the show. Good morning.
Hey, Peter. I really was trying to get through to ask your guest a question. And that is that, you know, on the Senate floor in 2017 or 18, Elizabeth Warren and others spoke very passionately about how easy it was to hack some of these electronic voting machines.
Let's not do this, okay?
No. Okay. Well, I'm a fact seeker. I'm not a conspiracy guy. I just note that they talked about how easy it was to hack them. Not that they were conspiratorial.
And that would lead you to what?
Well, it would lead me to understand why some seemingly intelligent people don't want to be dismissed out of hand.
Well, you're going to find those things out in courtrooms now, are you not?
Probably.
Look, all of this, these lawsuits, you're a smart guy. You've called the show. I know your voice. Do you really think when these guys got ready, and I've been through it, and it's interesting, I use the Ramseys as my, and when I got sued in the Ramsey case, it wasn't about what I said on the air. It was about me seeing the note. And they came after me. And they, you know, and I didn't lie. I'd seen the note. I just wouldn't tell them who showed me the note. And when they come after people, do you really think that these guys, I mean, that they're sitting in these rooms? This isn't a slap suit. You know, when you, I got slap suited, that means to shut up. William, you're going to find out in a courtroom and, you know, in a given moment, or my best guess, Fox, Newsmax, they're going to settle. They're all gonna, just going to settle. As you know, Fox News has done a nosedive over this stuff. And that isn't without merit. And Newsmax and, you know, all these different guys are scrubbing down their websites, taking all of the bad things they said about Dominion down. Why are they doing that if they're so sure? If they're as sure as you are.
Well, here's the thing. Sure. This, you know, what they were saying wasn't necessarily that Dominion was the one.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
No, I'm talking about Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, all right.
They were simply talking about how easy it was to hack the machine.
All right. Well, listen, elections are really interesting things, but everybody from soup to nuts have said, look, this was manufactured. This was the Donald Trump attack. This was the drumbeat. And the great sadness for me, and you get a moment, read the Westward piece. I supported Donald Trump. I voted for him twice. But spending all of my time, he manufactured this. This was a drumbeat. And what happened in that Capitol was in the inevitability of the drumbeat. It really was. And, you know, they're going to say, well, he didn't exactly say that. Nobody did say it. He said it in so many words. And I lost my respect. And I'm a Trump guy. And I had a conversation with somebody. I said, he doesn't deserve your respect. And again, you know, elections are what they are. I would like it to go back to when I voted as a kid with my dad. Hey, listen, everybody went along with that. Republicans and Democrats alike went along with all of, oh, let's do this, let's do that. The Democrats were more prone to do it. And I think they ballot harvested. I think all of that stuff's true. But it's not a steal, and that's the problem.
Well, and you know, I kind of halfway expected that if I made a call like this that I would be grouped in with a group that I don't
belong to. I'm not doing that to you.
I would simply make 2 points then, and then I'll let you go. One of which is we did have senators on the Senate floor talk about how easy it was to hack machines. Number two, starting in 2004, coming out of the 2000 election, Jimmy Carter helped head up a commission that talked about, you know, how we can make elections fair. And what they said was mail-in ballots are your biggest weak spot.
I understand. What's true. It is true.
And then in 2010, both MIT and Caltech did a study that said, yeah, there's your weak spot.
I agree.
So all I'm saying is—
But that doesn't make it. In other words, I agree. But there were mail-in ballot states that Donald Trump won. If I was going to steal a state, I would have stolen Ohio. I wouldn't have stolen Georgia or some other place. And the places that they made the hardest claims on, the most intense, and I'm breaking the rule here, but the most intense evaluations of what happened. You're a smart guy. I mean, and I know that this is a very, very difficult moment. So we got about 20 minutes or half an hour, and I got on vacation. This is very difficult stuff. I didn't arrive at my decisions out of thin air. I arrived at them, but people want to believe things. And now, you know, this impeachment trial against Donald Trump, I don't want it to happen, but it's going to happen. But these guys pulling guys into lawsuits, into courtrooms, and they're only beginning. William, they're only beginning. This is a long, slow process. You know, you got a year and a half. You could turn up, not you, but people could turn up 6 months, 8 months from now in a suit.
Yeah, well, and I don't have to defend Donald Trump because I didn't vote for him.
Okay,
but I would just say what I hope happens for me, somebody who's just a seeker of truth and wants things to be fair. I hope that there is indeed an investigation that comes out and says, "Look, yeah, there's always some these little problems in elections, they didn't rise to that level." Well, we'll see if that happens.
I mean, there's always going to be in something with that many millions of involvement. There's going to be a herc here and there. The three that really jump off to me, I don't know if you ever read Carnot's series of books on Lyndon Johnson. They stole one. They did it in Duval County, Texas. There was a guy named George Parr, and that was all the dead Hispanics voting in alphabetical order. And that's where he gets the jacket landslide, Lyndon. The other one, and everybody talks about Chicago, but the more important one was the West Virginia primary. It was Humphrey and Jack Kennedy. They stole that. And then when they got in Illinois, the Cook County guys, they stole that. And that stuff is extremely provable. And, you know, but when these guys want to run in, these guys want these lawsuits. They want, and they're going to make the likes of a, I don't know who it gets down to. I suspect there'll be a couple hundred people before it's done. You said it, now prove it. You know, they don't have to prove Jack. It's the people who accuse them that have to prove it. And you see, I mean, and nope, you know, and what you know, the past won't mean anything because that doesn't hold up.
That's well, like, I think that what happens, though, I think that Dominion and anybody that's suing does open themselves up to discovery.
Did you hear the guy? I'll play it for you. I'm not a Chris Cuomo fan, but he tells. Have you heard the cut? I can play. I'll put you on hold and you respond to it. Okay. This was Chris Cuomo. This was last night. This is the guy who heads up the whole thing.
Why sue?
We have no choice. Disinformation in elections is a huge problem. And what we are seeing right now, I don't think we've ever seen before. And it's affecting certainly our good name. And it's raising serious doubts in electors' minds across the country. And frankly, it's the only avenue that we have to rectify the situation.
The $1.3 billion, you say it's ruining your good name. Have you lost any contracts?
The $1.3 billion, there's certainly a lot of questions on that. So there is no money, Chris, that can even begin to make up for the damage and reputation that our company and the customers, the election officials that have used our technology to count ballots. And the actual calculation of the $1.3 billion is a legal calculation, and we will play that out in court. But if I could trade our reputation back from November 1st and go back before these false accusations were lobbed against us and our employees, I would do that in a heartbeat.
So the risks are you give a platform to this again and discovery. The people on the other side of the ball say, boy, I can't wait to get that Poulos and the other people under oath and bring up all the shady things they did for Biden and with their machines. You have no fear of any type of exposure.
Well, let me tell you something, Chris. Our space is so highly regulated. All of our source code, all of our pieces of technology are submitted to federal and state authorities for independent testing. They have all our equipment. We don't actually run elections. We supply technology for election officials to help voters vote and to help count paper ballots. And when there is any kind of indecision or concern regarding the scrutiny of the election, election officials hand count all of the paper ballots. They either do it in audits or they do a full recount, as was the case in the state of Georgia.
So back to William. I thought that's pretty powerful. He says, well, we'll defend.
Bring it on is what he said.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah. And he's not shook. Yeah. I mean, when you catch one of these and, you know, and the one that they threatened to jail me, it wasn't about money. It was just they wanted me to cough and I wouldn't do it. And I was in front of the judge three times and I, how'd we grow up? Never rat, right? Don't be a rat, but you still.
Well,
come.
I look forward to the lawsuits. I mean, I'm not involved, but I look forward to them because I think that there will be some clarity that comes out of that, and I think that will be a good thing.
And that's what they want, because when you go after somebody, you know, they sat and they waited. I mean, they waited till after Donald Trump's out and Biden's in and new DOJ. You know, they get their team and they've done everything that they've needed to do. I don't know how you can get $1.3 billion out of the mayor. You can't get it out of Sidney Powell, but I think it's the meaning of it.
Yeah, and again, I'll get off this. But
there's
a different point here. There's one thing to say that Dominion was complicit in this. It's another thing to have their machines be subject to hacking. Those are different issues.
No, but even that, though, even if they have to go with that, this guy's saying you can't.
No, that's good. All I'm saying is there are different issues. Those are different issues.
But that's when you go into one of these things, they're on 20 different levels. You know, there's a reason that this lawsuit is 107 pages long. It's not just saying you did this. They are specific, and I haven't read it, but I've read what's available. You have done this, 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 and this, and you've said this, 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 and you know, how many counts does that count for? I don't know, but I've been through it. And I know people that say, big smile on their face, bring it. Yeah, really? You know, that's like you've never been in a fist fight. You're saying, well, I'm looking forward to my first fist fight. Really? You know, I love Mike Tyson. Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the nose. You take care of yourself.
Hey, be well, Peter.
All right, man, you too. Good call. Somebody's asking me about why didn't they go after Rush and Hannity? Well, they will. That's the point of this. You got to be smarter than that. You begin with the big dogs, the two that were used, and they used Sidney the Kidney, and they used the mayor. So you pop them first, and then you move to Fox, and you move to Newsmax, and you move to the anchors, and then you move down to the talk show hosts, and then you go after the federations, and you go after the groups, and you go after the elected officials. This is going to be a long, hard slog.
Yeah, you're right, Peter, because if they get Dominion gets Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani to back away or admit they were wrong or roll over, then the other lawsuits are that much easier because Rush and Hannity et al. Can't come back and say, well, these guys told me it. Those guys were lying and we've already established it. So some of the possible defenses against libel and slander erode if the people that we're using as the source of the information end up rolling. And so you got a real problem.
I tell you,
there.
You watch them start to roll. I've been through it. They'll roll on you so quick. And that's when you find out who's got the heart. Now they'll roll. I got rolled on. I tell you the truth, they rolled on me. But I wouldn't drop. I wouldn't drop for it. And no, I mean, don't get to Hannity. Don't get to those guys. You watch. It's, you know, as soon as Fox coughs, then Hannity's as good as in the hat. Don't know the outcomes. But one of the things you always see was that they settle for an undisclosed amount. That keeps everybody out of the picture. And I'll tell you right now, they're sitting in Fox when the Murdochs are sitting there right now talking about it. What are we going to do? Because if we're going, these guys are smart. They're smarter than me. That's not that tough. But I knocked around a little bit. They're sitting in rooms right now going, well, you know, now they came after the mayor. And we put that agenda out there, and they're after. And ultimately, I think maybe they want to sue Donald Trump. All right, coronavirus pandemic has resulted in widespread job and income loss, and also adds to the debt that for millions of Americans. It's more than 2 in 5 adults report household financial solutions have worsened since the pandemic. If you can relate, please know there may be strategic solutions worth pursuing. Consolidating high interest debt and helping with your mortgage. It's a simple call to American. Due to refi, it's like a song. They save you up to $1,000 a month. It really is possible with paying off those debts they're chained and are charging you 16, 17, 8% on the credit cards. Now, the other number, roll it into one. Able to save lots of money. Do it right. American Financing today, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net.
We now return to the Peter Boyles Show.
Morning, everybody. It's 8:47, 13 before the hour, Tuesday. Snowing in the city, Wednesday. I'm not here. Got a bunch of days off, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday. Back. Stefan's here, 3 days, and then Randy and Jimmy. Our website this morning, 710KNUS/Peter Boyles. The column I wrote, entitled I Heard It on the Radio, new piece this morning, Peter Boyles on backlash over arguing that Biden beat Trump. Real quick, the abs and nugs, and I have fallen in love with this Streamwise solution. Started out as free TV. I felt like I was so beat last night and reading and getting ready to go. And you can get out, you can fish around and stuff. And there's this documentary on all these scholars of F. Scott Fitzgerald talking about Fitzgerald's novels and his marriage. And I read a bunch of stuff. I've read a lot of Fitzgerald, but these guys talking about where was he writing from and who was he writing about. A picture of him drinking with Hemingway. It was just like, you know, it's a go-to-sleep movie. It's great. It was a documentary. But the abs and the nugs and all the things are coming to you. It's if you're a cable satellite customer, you're out. If you're excited to watch these guys, the Avs and the Nugs, here's the best way to get on your screen. Talk to my friends, Streamwise Solutions, streamwise.com. It is the best thing that happened. You get internet plus TV, no blackouts, as low as $50 a month. But talk to them. They are just changed everything in our home. It was Free TV, now it's Streamwise Solutions. Unbelievable. And you learn how to navigate around it and find all this great stuff. Streamwise Solutions, connected living made easy. 303-794-8600. Smartest thing you do for your family today or tomorrow or the next day. 303-794-8600. Call them, tell them I sent you, and cut the cord. And the number again, 303-794-8600. I'm saving $2,000 a year. It's great. All right, we're coming up on time. Frank, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, Pete. Hey, F. Scott Fitzgerald and Hemingway. How much booze you think was consumed at that little sit-down?
How about Zelda drank more than they did.
Hey, these, what people, it cracks me up because especially this Dominion-type lawsuit or this lawsuit by the Dominion guy against, like, Altman and stuff. Look, the reason people don't bring these things is because, number one, it's hard to prove your damages. And number two, all of this stuff drifts into, like, subjective opinion stuff. But Dominion's case and the guy who works for Dominion's case, this is like a light switch. It's on or it's off. And they have fought this down all the way down.
You bet.
There's no way that they don't have everything lined up and provable as heck. This is not even close. And these people who think it's like, oh, well, then we're going to get discovery, and then we'll really get to decode the machines.
No.
They're going to... Do you think Dominion doesn't know the answer to everything that they think is going to come out in discovery?
Especially,
they know the answer. That's why they brought the suit.
You bring a bunch of computer illiterates and, the guys that – it doesn't matter. I mean, at this point, knowing a little bit about how this works, they have to prove they're right about the lies they told. Dominion just has to sit there.
The only defense to defamation is truth.
Absolutely.
And these guys obviously don't have it.
How many times do I say the truth stands alone? In the piece this morning that's up there now, I said it's just the truth, and the attacks on get off conservative radio. Why is it suddenly, if it's conservative radio, it has to lie? The other guys do that.
It's ridiculous. All these people who kind of like faux tough. Oh, I would like to interrogate somebody in a deposition about. No, you wouldn't. They're going to drop you like a bad habit.
It is. I've been in the two-dayers, and it's brutal. And
if I was defending Giuliani or any of these guys who did this stuff, here's what I would first and foremost, I would get a gigantic retainer up front because guess what? This is a loser, and we're not going anywhere on this.
No, and I think Sidney, they're just using her to get to Trump or to go down the ladder to get to Hannity or whatever they're going to do. She is. Turned into a total. The word always was in the 50s a crackpot. She's a crackpot. Giuliani. Yeah. Giuliani is the bull in the woods. You flip him, and he sells. Yeah. Or Fox News. You know the Murdochs right now are saying in that Australian accent. How do we get out of this, mate? Newsmax. Exactly. I swear to you. I mean, this is total belief, but they're in there figuring. Okay, how do we get out of this? And Hannity's thinking about it, and they're all thinking about it. I read some of that stuff. They got that guy, Brian Kilmeade, whatever his name is, in August, he's on Fox News saying George Soros owns Dominion. Said it on the air. Now, no, he did. And so, all of these guys, and you read what they're doing right now, and they're scrubbing these websites, and they're, this is all real. And they're... They batten down the hatches, but that's what happens. And like I said, the second I went out and I got hammered in Jefferson County, and I knew I'm going to flip. I just didn't know how to do it. I'm trying to write about it now as the experience. And I'm walking out, and the guy said, "Next time you come back, bring a bag."
Yeah, because you're going to be you need your toothbrush.
Yeah.
Well, here's the honestly, I may disagree with you about this part, Pete. I don't think it's going to be because it isn't like a criminal thing. These defendants aren't going to roll over on each other. What they're going to do is get a confidentiality.
No, they will. They will roll.
I will go and sin
no more. Believe me. I got rolled on. They rolled on me.
I just don't. I think that's all going to be conditioned on what on what sort of a. I wouldn't settle anything with that. Well, I guess here's what I would do, because they don't have anything to roll over with. They told a bunch of crap lies.
They're going to bayonet the wounded. Watch. Because the blood's in the water, and they're going to try and get to the deep pocket.
Yeah, and Giuliani, they didn't have anything of value to offer outside of cash.
Giuliani ain't the deep pocket. Neither's the kidney. And Linwood isn't even being mentioned. All right, Bubba, that's it. Everybody, a couple of days off. Look at the website this morning. It's good. Thanks, Mark Crowley. Billy, I wouldn't have been able to do any of this without Billy Thorpe. And tomorrow, Stefan's got 3 days, and then Randy's got a day. I'm going to have lunch with Randy. All right, everybody. It's snowing again. I'm going to be having fun all summer long. Go in the sun tomorrow. I'll miss you. I'll send some pictures to Mark. Thanks, everybody.
Till we meet.